In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
You found a place where your friend will be. That's why we hope you'll be watching ABC. And we want you to know that this year again, ABC.
Turn it down for a little bit.
I love that sax.
I just wanted to say, Christopher, welcome to VHS Rewind. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. I gotta admit, this is tugging on the heartstrings right here.
Right? It brings it all back to being a kid.
You know, in the background, they have like the sentimental images of the Fonz and Laverne and Shirley. This is when the networks cared.
What year is that?
This is 1979. What are you, 21?
Did Adrian Zmed show up?
I don't see him there.
I'm just kidding.
But, you know, like, I look at this and I'm like, this is...
Why can't TV be like that again?
These people are in the ugliest kitchen you've ever seen in your life, and they're cleaning the refrigerator and filling cooler up with soda. And next thing you know, they're playing frisbee with
the
Benson, Robert Goulet, or Goulam,
Guillaume.
So of course we're talking about. it's Tom Bosley throwing a good old baseball right there.
Nice
underhand. That's pretty awesome. I'm gonna turn it off. It's too distracting. A lot of polyester. And they're going in a hot air balloon with Hal Linden. How nice. Wait, it's Hal Linden. Who else is in this this basket of fun? Is it, you have Mork and Mindy.
Mork's there?
Yeah, Mork and Mindy. You have Tattoo and Ricardo Montalban.
Wow, and this really was when ABC was king, isn't
it? Tom Bosley from Eight Is Enough. You know what? It was not Goldie Hawn. It's the cute redhead from Eight Is Enough, who I don't know what her name was, but I always had a crush on her.
Yeah, she was kind of cute. In that slutty redhead way.
I liked her bangs. So, all right. So we're going to be talking about 2016. Fast forward, 40 years? And we'll be talking about the fall season for 2016 for ABC.
And it's strange. I was like surprised. They only have like 10 new shows. Is that?
I don't believe that. I have a feeling that these 10 shows are their
shining
stars.
No, I'm looking at the schedule and they have lots of returning shows. You know, Saturday is completely Saturday Night Football, so there's nothing on there.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing with the Stars takes up 2 hours on Monday night.
Really?
So I was like, wow, this is like...
Now, all right, you know what? Let's just go in the order that they are placing them in, because I think it has something to do with how well they expect these shows to do.
Really? You think so? Just to we're at the ABC website.
I don't know who designed this website.
This is terrible.
It's a terrible website. I mean, you're in media. Get a better site. When you you get there, for one, it's like centered, like it's 1998. It's such a typical lame,
basic. Yeah, it's really basic stuff.
You go there and it's like a little block and it tells you the name of the show, a little quick synopsis, who's in it, and you get a little video that's sized down. And when you click the video to watch it,
I get a commercial.
Oh, I didn't get the commercials.
You didn't get commercials? No. What?
And I'm hoping we don't get commercials. I don't know why I didn't get commercials. I really didn't. And the problem is when you get to the end of these previews, I don't know if you had this, but if you click the X, it brings you back to the main ABC site.
Oh, no, I didn't have that.
Yeah, that's what I was having.
Huh.
Which, and I found strange. That was
you didn't have
annoying.
Commercials. I had commercials, but it didn't take me back to the same.
It was a terrible website. ABC needs to straighten this out.
Really, do something a little bit more eye-catching. I'm just curious if they still do. I know this is the age of what we're looking at here with the websites. I guess they don't do those fall preview shows anymore. I really miss that. Why can't they do that?
That's what we are for.
I guess that's what we're for.
It's a shame because it seemed as though they really took a lot of pride in those shows. I mean, remember every year the fall
they came out with a new jingle every year.
It's amazing. You know what? For our future episode, I know we have lists and lists of future episode ideas. And I have a cat now. I don't know if I told you about this. We adopted a kitten. And she's jumped in my lap and literally just scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
What
did you name the cat?
Una. O-O-N-A. It's Charlie Chaplin's wife's name.
And also, what was his name? I can't think of that actor. Anyway, forget.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, anyway, she just scared the hell out of me. We thought she was dying. She's not dying. She's good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she was actually limping out of nowhere. And we have these very, very tall windows that go from floor to ceiling. And she would climb the screen that's on there. Oh, my God. She's going to the computer that's recording. Oh, my God. All right. Relax, cat. And she loves to do that. Do you have a cat, Chris?
I have two.
Oh, do you ever notice that when you're typing, they love to just kind of, let me see what this button does.
They do that no matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. They will come over and fuck with whatever it is.
Yeah.
If I'm eating breakfast, they're going to put their nose in my food.
Yeah, I don't care for that. That's But she was limping. We brought her to the doctor, got an x-ray. And they said, oh, I've never seen this before. And the doctor's like, it looks like cancer in the bone. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The cat's like a kitten still. So we put her on meds, it cleared up. It ended up that they feel. And it hasn't returned. And she hasn't been on meds for about a week now. So it must be true is that she probably sprained her wrist. Because she would climb these tall screens and fall.
Ow.
She probably sprained her wrist. And then got some type of bacterial infection in the sprain, and that led to she has like one arm that's kind of bowed a little bit now, but she's gonna be okay. And she's crazy, you know. She bullies my dog. She does.
Ouch.
Go away! I don't love you. Go. All right. Let's see if I can get rid of her. Get away from here. Go pee in a box.
Meow.
She doesn't meow. Really.
What color is she? Does she look like Sylvester the cat? Does she look like...
She's gray. Like, she's not like Church from Pet Sematary gray. She, if you look at a photograph of her, she looks like a black and white photo.
Nice.
Yeah, like she. That's what gave us the idea of a Chaplin reference. Yeah, for black and white cinema.
Nice.
So anyway, that aside, anyway, so she jumped on my lap and that startled me. Didn't expect that. I really wish that they would put more pride into
their fall previews. Yes.
Because, you know, when we were kids, we would grab that TV guide and like, look at this movie. It's going to be good. Even the TV guides were awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's just not there anymore. And the shows were awesome, and now they're not. Well, not this year on ABC, anyway. Sorry.
I think there's a couple things here that could be interesting, but I don't think life-changing.
I'd be interested. I'm interested to see what you think is, I don't know, your favorite, what you think is going to be
successful. I think they're all winners. No, I really don't think that at all. Let's go in order of the website, shall we?
All right.
All right, so we have The Catch, which has, and I forget her name, Marielle?
Marielle Enos.
Yeah, who I think is a great actress. I don't know if you've ever seen her.
I had to look her up. Like, where have I ever seen her before? I don't recall.
She was in The Killing, which was a relatively big show, which I enjoyed a lot. But, you know, I first saw her in Big Love, which was an HBO show about the Mormons.
Was she in that movie, in that show?
She was one of the sister
one of the wives?
Yeah, one of the sister wives.
I just don't remember her.
Yeah, and I think there's something very unique with the way she looks, sounds, and acts. And I really like her a lot.
I think she's beautiful, actually.
There's a certain classic look to her that I think is a rarity, and I enjoy watching her act.
The show, however.
Well, it's an interesting premise. I've never seen anything like it.
I don't know.
Tell me if this is correct. She falls for a guy who scams her out of all of her money. And if you notice, what was left in the bank account was $143,
yes.
But that's, I think, code for I love you, because of the one is an I, and then the four represents the word love, and then three is a you.
In what like in universe beeper, are you the, get decoding beeper, this that way?
In the days of beepers, you know, it used to be like a code for I love you. So,
well, maybe that's just the fiance.
Like an FU to.
Yeah. But it should be noted that she plays some kind of.
An investigator.
She, according to the site, it's a fraud investigator. I couldn't figure it out based on the opening of this trailer where, I don't know, she meets a guy in an airport and then she calls somebody and says, we got him. You know, I mean, I'm just.
Know what she's going to do.
I wasn't sure what she was doing. Was she going to con the guy? I don't know.
Right.
But it turns out she's a fraud investigator. But then it turns out that she's been duped by this fiance. It should be noted that although she is beautiful, I didn't know her, but she is beautiful. I'll give it a pass. She looks like a decent actress.
Right. I like
her. But all these other shows. This show, everybody else on this show, all the other shows are some of the most like blank white bread.
No, what about Quantico?
Oh my god! All right, yes, she's exotic, but like, there's no charisma in any of these people. I'm like, wow, this. You know, we'll get there. We'll talk about The Family, but you know, it just. A lot of these, I'd say 95% of these people have zero charisma. Mm-hmm. They don't jump off the screen at all. Some of them do for various reasons, which we'll get to. But outside of this lead woman, who, again, very, very attractive, I don't know. The show just – how is this going to work? Like,
well, I think
is finding the fiancé the entire thing?
Well, this might be this actress's thing. In The Killing, it was about her seeking –
A
girl who was she was abducted and murdered, and it was like a big mystery. And it's almost like, well, how do you continue this? And it went on for about 3 seasons. So it might be her thing to pick up these kind of things that don't seem like they can go for very long, and then they go for several seasons. On the other hand, I think that it looks like a very expensive show to shoot. The sets look really, really good.
Well, it's Shonda Rhimes, she of Grey's Anatomy, right?
I don't know who that is.
And, you know, I just – nothing really jumped out at me. And
I would watch this, but I don't know if it would keep my interest.
And again, like I say, I just don't understand how it's going to work. Is she going to do other fraud cases while she looks for the husband? Is the finding this fiance husband guy – you know, the main focus, and that's going to go for how long? You
right. know, just will they keep getting away and that type of thing?
You had the same question on a few other shows where you were like, what is this about? Where's it going to go? Well, what can it? Where can it go?
Well, in the second show, if we could just move on. Well, you don't want to move on from the catch?
No, I'm just, yeah, we can move on, but.
But yeah, this it's a returning question. A couple of these shows, I have no idea what they're about. You will have to explain that.
The next show is Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken is unwatchable, in my opinion.
Oh my God.
I hate this actor.
I liked him on Community. It's Ken Jeong.
I thought Community is one of the most overrated comedies. I liked it at first, and it quickly went downhill, and I just do not enjoy the show. I really? Don't like him on the show. He's the typical Asian guy. It's such a stereotype. I predict him every show to him be basically overly sarcastic, self-deprecating, not funny jokes.
I don't know what he's going to be. I just the trailers for this were just him talking about the show. I'm sorry, talking about himself. Yeah. And he's got this show, but there is nothing about what the show is, how it's going to play.
Yeah,
it's terrible. You know, they should have paired this with Fresh Off the Boat and have like an Asian Power Hour.
I think maybe Dr. Ken could have been a doctor on that show, but I don't think he holds an entire show.
Based on these trailers, which are horrible. I thought this would be the funniest thing, but it's just horrid.
It's crass.
Horrid.
The sets look stale. The idea is stale. It's just simply not funny.
It's got Dave Foley in it.
Foley. It's like Mark of Death.
Yeah.
So let's jump to the next one, because Dr. Ken, they didn't even have the time to like make a logo. It's just somebody wrote Dr. Ken. Come on. Get over yourselves.
Oh, man. And it's in a death slot. I just want to talk about some of these slots. Dr. Ken is on Friday at 8:30.
And it follows, to be, when we were kids, that was like an amazing time,
that was
right?
Like Webster's slot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was like Different Strokes, Webster.
Was it Mr. Belvedere? I forget which.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Belvedere and stuff like that. And then like, at 10 o'clock, you get like Love Boat or.
Sorry, on Friday nights, it was CBS, baby. Dukes of Hazzard, followed by Dallas, followed by whatever it was, Falcon Crest or something. Anyway.
The next show.
I just, sorry, one more thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Ken is at 8:30, and at 8 o'clock on Fridays on ABC is Last Man Standing. That's that show's still on the air?
I never saw an episode of it, and I remember.
I never will. I never even watched whatever that guy's. I don't remember the actor's name, but he had another show, Good Housekeeping. Or
you know what I think of that show? Kind of like What's Your Line or something? Or What's Your Line Anyway? Do you remember that show that was on in the 90s?
Yeah.
I think of it like that. It's just an unimportant piece of shit.
I just can't
believe. Who cares
believe
that it even exists?
Yeah, like who watches it? I just don't understand.
Idiots.
All right, next new show on ABC is something called The Family.
Now I want to watch this, but I don't know what the hell it's about.
It's about this political family. The woman who's an actress who's been around, Joan Allen.
Yeah,
I think she was in the Bourne, like at least one of the Bourne movies.
I like her. She's all right. She's not beautiful or anything, but she's
looks old. But anyway,
everyone is.
A young kid returns after being away for 10 years, and it turns out to be his son. Turns out to be her son, and it's all about how she's using that. I think she's a devious person. Like she's using that to advance her election campaign.
Yeah, sorry.
Here again, it was like, oh, you know, okay, this has a premise. I'd be interested to watch where this goes. But here again, here's an entire show full of people who don't really jump out, except Andrew McCarthy is in it.
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy out of nowhere.
playing an ex-con, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I mean, he looks all right for his age.
Yeah, but again, your show is notable because Andrew McCarthy is in it.
Well, I have my theory about the show.
He's an alien.
Yes, that's right in my notes. He's an alien. And that's what happened. He was abducted. And because he comes back, he has all these crazy scratches on his back. He's not normal, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Then they say, you know, they say that, oh, yes, they did a test and it's him. But then they try and locate the doctor and they can't find the doctor who supposedly did this test that confirmed it was him.
Yeah, then they make a comment that the kid never existed.
Right, right. No, I think they're saying the doctor doesn't exist.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, you know, that's why I'm like kind of intrigued by it.
You know, I'll set my TiVo, but I'll fast forward through it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a one episode, and if it doesn't wow me. And that's another thing about these trailers. I think we're getting most of the clips from the first episode. So, again, it's like, I wonder where they're going to take some of this.
What do you mean the first episode? You mean the only episode?
Oh, true, true. Well, they should have, like, half the season in the can by now.
Well, that's if there's any interest.
Well, don't they do a minimum of like half a season, and then if it's successful, they go again?
Maybe not. I mean, it's these pilots were purchased, you know. It's, I don't know. The next one is going to do well, in my opinion.
It is
going to
do well.
I will not watch it. I will not have my son watch it. He hates this whole franchise.
What?
Yeah, he finds it stupid. He finds it.
He
doesn't understand what's so interesting about it. I think it's not funny.
Have you showed him the original?
Yeah.
What?
Even with Star Wars. And he's just like, he doesn't like the whole, he's like, I just keep thinking that people are, they have their hands in there and they're underneath a table or something. He doesn't like puppets. He thinks that they're just, he can't like disconnect from reality. You know, he can't buy into it.
Huh.
You know, and, you know, he's a barrel of laughs. And no, but I understand where he's coming from. I feel a lot of the same way. We're talking about the Muppets. And I don't find it funny. I think that this is going to be another one of these. You're going to get all the lame comedians on the stupid show, and I'm like,
oh, I'm not sure if that's what they're doing, if they're doing another Muppet show.
No, this is supposed to be behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be behind the scenes. I don't know what that means on a puppet show, but we'll see.
Now, when did you last watch the Muppets, those repeats?
I have them on DVD. I play them for my kids.
And you think they still hold up?
I do. I don't know if it's nostalgia that does it, but...
Yeah,
we watched them. They didn't say, no, I don't want to watch that. They watched it. And I have the same problem with this kind of reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot. The voices don't sound
the
right.
The voices are terrible. I couldn't get past that with the show. I'll try it once.
Do you want to hear a little bit of what they sound
Yeah,
like?
Do you want to... These trailers, though, were pretty horrible. They have, like, other ABC stars, like the stars of the Goldbergs. I never watched the Goldbergs.
No, the Goldbergs is a halfway decent show, actually.
Is it? I never watched it. You know, the Fresh Off the Boat people, that wasn't funny either.
You know, I thought the show ended up actually being not bad.
Not
I
Fresh
laughed.
Off the Boat, right? See,
yeah, yeah.
I was big fan of that when we did that. Last year.
I'm not sure if it got renewed. I'm guessing.
No, it's on. It actually follows the Muppets. Muppets are at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, and Fresh Off the Boat is 8:30.
It's like Spinal Tap. It's like we're following the puppet show.
So the trailers are pretty terrible, but the Muppets themselves
Don't apologize were funny. For this.
I think the Muppets were funny.
Let it speak for itself. Here we go. If there's an ad, I'm going to punch my TV. I press play. All right.
Nothing.
Now I have to press play again. For a 30-second clip, by the way.
You know, Gonzo, acting is really all in the eyes.
In the eyes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to try our scene?
Okay.
The cast of the Goldbergs are very excited to welcome the Muppets to ABC.
Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Shake it off.
Okay. Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Look at me now.
7 Central. Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Forget what I said. Acting is really all in the hands.
No, somebody said, oh, that's great. That's perfect.
See, that was good.
No,
see,
was it? It doesn't sound like him.
No, I know it doesn't sound like
him. It sounds like somebody talking into a cup.
It was a terrible voice, and it's certainly not Gonzo. But what he was doing was funny. You see, I was laughing at the eye. You couldn't tell by that clip, but it's not an audio joke, but he was doing things with his eyes that were kind of funny.
I'm sorry to disagree with you, Chris.
The idea, though, that Kermit has broken up with Miss Piggy and now he's going out with, or he's going to go out with someone else. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not sure I want to get in. You know, that's.
I'm not sure people care. It's kind of like the whole Sesame Street going on to HBO. I mean, these are death sentences for these franchises.
I don't think so.
Wait. HBO is notorious for destroying, for completely backing, and then 100% walking away from entire franchises. Now, they will have, I'm predicting it right now, they're going to put 3 solid seasons into Sesame Street. Then they're going to step away from Sesame Street.
And it'll go back to public television.
You cannot go back. You can't go back.
You can go back because you make it like, oh, public television, it's for all the people.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It's free. It's about learning. It's all about blah, blah, blah.
Once you go to a higher level, you don't go back to the lower level.
You do if there's no other.
No, but it's. If there's no other survival. It will fail. I mean, it's my prediction, but you just don't come back. You know, there's no reason to. Nobody wants you at that point. And it's just, we gave you up for this. We sold you. You failed over there. We don't want you back now.
Now, it's funny. It ends. You say your son doesn't like the Muppets. He can't get behind that. I can't get behind Sesame Street.
Me either. I just can't.
Even when I was a kid, not even from my kids will I put that on. I've
tried showing him certain things, like Mr. Rogers, and he just like gives him kind of a look, like, you would want me near this guy? But, you know, there are some segments that I've showed him that are really fun to watch. Like, you know, whenever Sesame Street would go to a factory or something, it's like, we're going to make crayons. And, you know, stuff like that, he watched, but now he doesn't watch any of that kind of stuff. Kids are a lot more advanced.
They're much more sophisticated now. Elmo is not going to cut it anymore.
Who's the demographic for the Muppets?
I think kids will watch it.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
My kid's not watching it. He goes to sleep
at 8. No, he's not in bed at 8.
At 8, yeah, it totally is.
Is he?
My kid is a full
schedule. I just want to say, the last Muppet movie was really funny.
Yeah, but that wasn't Muppets for kids either.
The Muppets Most Wanted was very funny.
Mm. How well did it not do?
I think it was actually successful. That's why there's this TV show.
You know what? Like, I'm not a fan of the franchise. That's all. I hope it does well.
Yoda is like fucking pointed his middle finger at you if you had a middle finger.
The difference is that, you know, Yoda's part of a franchise that is taken extremely seriously, and it's not a comedic character. The Muppets, to me anyway, just never were. I thought it was humorous.
Two old guys in the balcony?
Yeah, like I said, humorous. Humorous, but not really quotable. It's not really. Everyone's like, oh, what's your favorite quote from the Muppets? There aren't any.
Well, like I say,
I'm not putting it down. I'm just simply saying that it was one of these franchises I really could never really get behind. Never really got into it. That's all. I was a joyless child.
It seems.
No, I chose to watch other. I watched the Tim Conway Show instead. That was
oh man.
Tim Conway Show was a pretty good show.
Oh my god. I gotta look that up.
The Kings and of Kings
and Prophets. Such a bald-faced attempt to get the Games of Thrones crowds, but you can't do that kind of violence on TV.
It is like a bad video game.
I watched this trailer exactly once. I will never watch this show. But
wait, should I play a clip from it?
I would play the whole thing, and let's make a drinking game of this. Take a drink every time the word king is said.
King.
King. Everybody says it 6,000 times.
All right. Basically, what I thought was interesting about this is how Don Johnson is in it.
No, that's the next one.
Wait, are you sure? Oh, yeah, you're totally right. I messed up my notes.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Here's my preview. My notes got messed up. Sorry. And we're loading a 30-second clip.
ABC!
Seriously? 2-minute clip.
We need to destroy the Amalekites now, Father.
We wait until their festivities have ended. Then we shall strike them down.
The people wanted a king. They chose me.
There was a time when people looked to God to provide for their needs.
You are a prophet. You listen to the voice of God. I am a king. I'll have to listen to the voice of my people.
There's a lion. He hunts our flocks and kills our sheep while they're at pasture.
Go on.
Let me kill the lion.
Very certain of yourself.
No, I'm certain of God's grace and care.
You will be famous.
I only wish to serve my king.
And you will continue to do so.
You live a sheltered life in the palace, Mikhail, but our kingdom is surrounded by enemies. The Philistines will not stop until they have laid our people to waste.
What does God want me to do now?
You take revenge! I have the throne! I'm your king!
You've been chosen to replace Saul as the next king.
Who will fight me?
What kind of woman stands by as her husband lies with another?
One who is married to a king. No one will unseat you.
So, actually, I only counted it being said 4 times in one kingdom. But
really? No, it seems like more.
You know what's funny about my notes on this one? I watched that preview, and I have nothing to say about it. I remember watching it going, I don't even know what this is about. I have no comment on this.
Right. It's like I have no interest in it. None of the actors, as much as I like Ray Winstone, it just looks like he's just this... He was the guy who was the I'm the king. Right?
I'd rather go see Fall Out Boy in concert or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Or Green Day or something. I have zero interest in anything.
Yeah, and I think that is going to fail.
No doubt about it.
Miserably. When is that on? I don't even see it.
That's a VHS rewind. 2 thumbs down.
Oh, it is horrible. Where is it? What is that on?
What are you looking for?
It just says coming soon. I guess they don't have a time for it. It's not yet set in the schedule, but that will not succeed at all.
Nope.
I'm trying to find the sound that would be good for...
Wah, wah, wah.
Fatality.
I'll find something. But,
oh, hell no!
All right, our next one is.
Now, I
guess we need these kinds of things. I mean, you know, I was lamenting before, like, why don't they make television like that? And this next show sort of suggests that they do, because, you know, it's called Blood and Oil. And
it's a Dallas ripoff.
Yeah, it's like a Dallas. I'm not sure what town it's in. Like, what city is this in? Mm-hmm. You know, the trailer says, in a city where a millionaire is made every day. I just couldn't figure out where it takes place, but Don Johnson is in it, I think, in the JR role.
Right.
And the only thing that would get me to watch a show like this is the, like, how sexy are the people in it? And the women didn't do it for me. And Don Johnson, as much I will watch Don Johnson, I like him.
Well, he's a throwback to the, you know, to the Miami Vice. And...
But you know, I like him. I even watched Nash Bridges, so I will watch Jeff Don Johnson.
You know, the voiceover on the thing is kind of corny. The set looks cheap.
Everybody else in this, actually, Delroy Lindo is in it, but. Mm. The main thing, the women on it just don't do it. They don't jump out. They're just your basic super hot, but with – they're just not
– Nothing unique
anything.
At all.
Yeah, there is nothing there.
I think Blood and Oil is going to just kind of vanish. There's no reason. I mean
– I'm trying to think
– Are you really going to watch this?
I might try it. I will try it for Don Johnson to see what he does. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'll get beyond that because, like I said.
That's what I. So you're giving it a thumbs up.
You know, Chase Crawford, you know, he's not exactly someone you want as a lead in a TV show.
So you think, what are the odds that it will.
Well, it's on Sundays at 9 p.m. So its biggest competition, I think, is cable, you know, because you have Game of Thrones is on Sundays at 9. It could conceivably do well in that slot. So, and I, you know, I'm actually rooting for it because of Don Johnson and
I like him too.
And Delroy Lindo, but the show is just like you say. It's such a throwback. It's a Dallas rip, and it's still not like they did a long time ago. You know, it's just not. It's very flashy, and you know, I couldn't.
Another show where, what's it about?
Right, you know, I think Chase and his girlfriend, they want to be rich, but they're not. But they meet Don Johnson, and somehow he gives Chase. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Know. I just couldn't figure out what the show was about, where it's going to go, based on this trailer.
So the next show, has one of my new favorite models in it, and her name is Priyanka Chopra.
I'm glad you could pronounce that because I could not.
Or Chopra, like
Deepak.
Like Deepak, and. Priyanka is only 33 years old. I think she's a very good-looking and unique-looking person. On the other hand, I think that she's an Indian plant. She's you're finding a lot of Indian people being integrated in a lot of American shows, and it usually is very forced. I think that this is a particularly suitable piece. It's a suitable role for her. I also feel as though this will end up being a propaganda type of show.
It seems to, you know, again, based on what the trailer for this was, not even a trailer proper. It was like the actors talking about their roles, and you know, Priyanka was like, oh yes, my character is so complicated and
right.
You know, oh, there's sexual tension with this other agent that I have.
But I'm hot, and I'm like, so,
you know. Yeah, you know, she is hot. I will give you that. But she's in a show that, you know, she's an FBI agent and she's after terrorists, I guess.
Right.
So I don't know.
Now here's a little bit of a flash forward though. Quantico has 13 episodes shot.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think it will see season 2 and I think it will then be canceled.
Its lead in is Blood and Oil because it comes on at 10 o'clock on Sundays. So if Blood and Oil is successful, then your show is going to be successful.
Maybe.
I haven't heard you say, oh, this is my favorite. Oh, this is, you know, I just haven't heard you say that. And the reason I say that.
We haven't gotten to it yet.
All right. We're coming to my favorite show.
Get out of here. Really? The Real O'Neills?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. Because it's not as stupid looking as Dr. Ken or our next show, which is truly awful.
What?
I think the lead guy in this, I forget what his name is, but you know, why don't we play the? Let's play the.
I believe.
Let's play the. No, that's the husband.
It's Noah Galvin, maybe. Or
yeah, it's Noah Galvin, and he has this. He has a really great way with being funny and flustered and. He's like a what's that guy's name? Justin Long. Mm-hmm. He's got that kind of humor about him, and he also kind of looks like him too.
I thought he looked and acted like Matthew Broderick.
Really?
I got a lot of a big Matthew Broderick from him. The notes I wrote down that the sets look great. I feel as though what little I saw, it was well written.
Yeah, I think it's
and the kid himself is pretty good.
I think the kid is really good, and I think it's the funniest thing. It's certainly the best trailers.
And the star of the show is Martha Plimpton, the biggest name, rather. I really don't care for. Like, I don't. She's kind of mousy.
She's.
But she seems to be a little bit of a. She carries a little bit of weight. Like, she seems to show up in a lot of roles. Wouldn't expect her to be in.
The Real O'Neills doesn't even have airtime. Oh, no. That sucks.
But here we go. Any minute now, ABC.
ABC!
Jeez. I click it, and it another play. This is what's happened. It took me back to the website. There we go. Now I have a blue screen. Loading. Really? Like, you don't know how to optimize a video? 30-second clip. It's taking 15 seconds to load.
The O'Neills are your typical Irish Catholic family.
Would you like to donate to my charity?
I will take 4, please.
You gotta go high, Father Phil.
Well, I took a vow of poverty.
Does your Lexus know that?
Where Father knows best.
See that hand? It's still texting.
Hey, I got a bleeder!
Who wants ice cream?
Mother knows more.
I'm gonna get my husband will have the salmon.
Can't have me and potatoes for every meal. Not till I'm in heaven.
What are you getting, Kenny?
She usually just orders for me.
I'm going to let her order for me, too, but then I'm just going to turn it into whatever I want.
But nobody knows this.
We've been dating for 6 months, and you've never once pressured me to have sex, which is why I want to have sex.
Father Phil's downstairs, and he's wearing his collar.
I don't care. I'm half Jewish.
Wow, it's 48 condoms.
12 didn't seem like enough.
Are you sure you understand how they work?
Come out, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny. Why don't you come out?
What are you doing in my mirror, shirtless cologne model?
I can't come out. Have you ever met my mom? She put a statue of the Virgin Mary over the toilet so we'd remember to put the seat down.
That's intense.
You're intense. I can do this.
Do you have it on yet? Does it fit?
Nope, can't do this. Come on, girl, help me out.
You are in a heap of trouble, young man. Father Phil was here. In his collar.
I told Mimi that, but she was unmoved by that argument.
Zip it! I need you to handle this Kenny thing. You know, the way you handle things.
I thought I handled it by taking him to a prostitute.
Honey, clearly you're gay.
What? Where are you getting that? What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a big night.
Everything's going smoothly.
And I sent Kenny and Mimi to work in the nursery. That'll scare him out of having sex.
This could be us one day. Wouldn't that be awesome? Now let's put on a movie for the kids. You know how horny I get when I'm pregnant.
To come out.
Hey.
Yeah. Now.
Dad, I need to talk to you. I don't want to have sex with Mimi or any other girl. Vaginas scare me.
That feeling never goes away.
Thank you for that.
Not sure you understand what I'm saying.
Eileen, what's your 20?
We're having a family meeting.
I understand that talking about real stuff isn't something we do, but we're gonna start.
Now, Kenny, this morning you had a very healthy sexual appetite, and now you don't ever want to sleep with a woman. Is that something you'd like to talk about?
Not a chance.
Okay, but I'm coming back to you, and I'll go first.
Pet.
Your mother and I are in therapy. We've been going every Tuesday night for a year.
Why are you in therapy?
We're getting a divorce.
Come on, who's next? Somebody.
I'm anorexic.
What?
I haven't sent any of that money to Ethiopia.
What about you, Kenny?
I'm gay. What?
I think Kenny said he's gay.
Unfortunately, the acoustics in here are amazing.
Do you want this open or closed?
I'll close it. Keep going!
This is not...
Bishop Perez!
This is my son, Jimmy. I was hoping you could write him a letter so he could get into Notre Dame.
I have an eating disorder.
Okay, that's enough sharing for tonight.
I stole Marsha Wordman's purse.
All right.
Drive, Pat. Drive fast.
The Real O'Neills.
Could you donate your tips to poor children in Ethiopia?
Shannon, honey, don't be pushy. It's her soul that's going to hell if she doesn't give you money.
So, I think we saw the whole show.
The whole first season.
I think that's the new thing, is they basically squeeze the entire pilot and the whole premise into just... I mean, there's no big surprise here anymore.
But again, everybody is very appealing, and it seemed kind of funny.
It reminds me a lot of... what is that show, The Middle? When The Middle first started, it was a lot different than what it became. The Middle dealt with a lot of middle to lower class type of genuine financial issues that people were going through, and did in a very humorous way. Then it turned into this whole bizarro version of itself. This, I feel, might hit a few nerves and might actually do well, because it's, you know, kind of like the All-American Family. Everything is kind of basic and I just think it's humorous. They seem to pull it off very well. According to IMDb, there's no information about the show for the most part.
Yeah, it's a shame. It looks good.
It's not going to do
show up eventually. Yeah.
So all right. So the next show.
Now the next show.
My favorite one. I'm not kidding.
No, you're not kidding.
I am 100% not kidding.
That is very, very, very
now,
scary.
This is a Blackish ripoff. 100% Blackish ripoff.
This is a desperate... This is what killed network TV. They are making a show out of a forgotten movie from 19... You know, they even say in the trailer, based on an old favorite. Nobody
it inspired,
looks back on this movie
we watched
with
Uncle-
any degree of like warmth, or like nobody likes this movie. Everybody said this
Uncle
is what
Buck?
Killed. Nobody likes Uncle Buck.
I love Uncle Buck.
You're kidding me.
It was hilarious. Seriously, you have Macaulay Culkin. You have a bunch of other people, and Uncle Buck. I watched it tonight. It was definitely slow at parts, but it had some really phenomenal
Uncle Buck. The movie with John Candy.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, no. I just don't want our audience to misunderstand.
Right. It's not John Candy's best. You know,
does John Candy have a best?
Why, you don't like John Candy?
His movies are terrible.
Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
All right. Have you seen Who's Harry Crumb? Have you seen Summer Rental?
Yes,
have seen...
great movies.
Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing.
I know.
No, so Uncle Buck, I thought, actually held up really well, actually, if you watch it. It's funny. He plays like the embarrassing uncle. I felt, and I'm going to compare the TV show Uncle Buck to Blackish. And I think if you were to put the two together,
it is
Uncle
the
Buck is funnier than Blackish, which is doing phenomenally
holy
well. Blackish
shit,
is a one-trick pony.
Me. What?
Lawrence Fishburne is supposed to be the comic relief, and he's not funny.
He's one of everybody on that show is funny.
I couldn't disagree more. I think the wife can be funny.
The wife is funny. He's funny. Anthony, what's his name?
I don't think he's that funny. He's the same thing over and over again. Another thing, he plays this stereotype.
So is Barnaby Jones.
But he plays this stereotype that's awful. A grown adult wearing the sneakers and a stupid hat. You're not 12 years old. Take off the hat. So I think, and you have the mother-in-law all of a sudden on the show all the time. Blackish has one more season left, then it's gone. I'm predicting it. It's my prediction. I think that the Uncle Buck character in Uncle Buck is so much more funny than anything in Blackish.
Who is Mike Epps and why does he have a show?
Mike Epps was on a TV show called Las Vegas years ago. It was on for a long time. And that's the only thing I know.
Because I have no idea.
He's just an actor.
Okay.
He's a straight man in it.
Well, who's Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck is the, isn't it James Leisure? I don't know.
I have no idea. I would have thought, I have no idea.
No, I'm not saying that this isn't a direct ripoff, because it completely is a complete Blackish ripoff. I just think that it's a funnier premise.
Can we play the trailer and let people hear this funny show? Because
you know what else?
I think the kids on Blackish are better than the kids on this show.
This girl gets caught taking like a selfie of her with a shirt open.
Yeah, I had to rewind that. I was like, what is she doing?
And it's just funny. He takes them to the bar and he's like, I'm tucking them in. It's like, and they're.
But saying, then Uncle Buck goes to the boyfriend's bathroom and takes a picture of him coming out of the shower.
That's a little bit weird.
Dude, I was like, what the?
But most of this trailer is taken directly from the Uncle Buck movie.
It is?
Yes.
Believe it. I have not seen, I don't think I've ever seen Uncle Buck all the way through.
I thought it was great, and I give it an old. All right, here we go. I'm going to click on it. I'm clicking on it.
It's loading.
Man, their website. Here's another one.
When Plan A didn't work out,
the Harrisons can't watch the kids. They're on a juice cleanse in Santa Fe.
We need more black friends.
It was time.
There is a solution we haven't talked about.
To call on Plan B.
Not Buck.
What is your problem with Buck?
He poisoned our dog with chocolate.
Buck has changed. He's really got his act together.
Sir, you came in the wrong way.
I know, because there's no line this way.
Can I get your keys?
Got a screwdriver. Oh, Will. Hey, Will, what's up?
Buck, we need someone to watch the kids this weekend. Any chance you're free?
I don't know, man.
Come on, it'll be fun. Like a getaway.
Come to think of it, I would love to get away.
Who the hell are you?
It's your Uncle Buck.
Tia, your uncle's here.
Uh-huh.
Don't you uh-huh me. You're gonna give me some respect around here. Nah, I'm just kidding. What if I was that guy?
Are you really our uncle?
Yes.
Why don't you visit more?
It's complicated.
What do you do for a living?
That's even more complicated.
Are you married?
Not at this time.
Are you gay?
Not at this time. I got something for you. Cake!
We're eating cake for breakfast.
What? Y'all want some of that juice? It's gone.
Man, why'd you bring the kids?
No choice. It's too many of them. Okay, this is your mother. Everybody quiet.
Just calling to check on the kids.
Look, I'm having my first shooter.
Mom, I'm learning to twerk.
Oh, you know, they all tucked in, those little angels.
It's only 5:30.
I gotta go. Where's Tia at?
Oh, some dude just picked her up.
Wow, Si. You just said that real casually, like you don't understand how that unravels my world. Drugstore is closed.
That was an owl toy.
Come on, who gives a kid cocaine?
It's donuts.
Our toys and donuts. This party's lame.
Lame. I see her.
Stand back.
You're blowing it, dude. My kind of people.
Oh. Ah, I win.
You have no idea.
Hey, look who's home.
It was a good weekend.
It was a breeze, brother.
Can he live with us and be our Manny?
Mike Epps is Uncle Buck.
What's not funny about this?
Ugh.
Now, my wife hated it. She was like, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
My wife watched it and I said, well, what do you think of it? And she was like...
Now, wait, you're saying she watched the trailer or she had the same reaction to Uncle Buck as well?
The trailer.
Okay.
Uncle Buck, you know, it's classic. Give it a chance.
Ugh.
Now, Wicked City. Horrible. I think it'll do okay, though.
Really? Wait, let me see when it's on Tuesdays.
It opens up with a 1970 GTO. Pretty nice. I think it takes place in 1982. It's, you know, it's retro sets. It's a period piece. People like the 80s. Murder on network TV. I don't know. That doesn't really work for me. What do you think of it?
I will not watch this. It's here is a great example of what I was saying about actors who don't interest me, don't draw me in. The guy playing the villain, I know he reminded me of Richard Grieco for some reason.
He looks a lot like him.
And I was like, I'm not going to watch, you know, this guy chop up women. You know, the premise is he's a serial killer who always calls in a request to a radio station just before he kills. And we're following the cops who are after him. And I'm like, I have no interest in this kind of story. Nice. And the actors in it, especially the cops, I was like, wow, you guys are not interesting whatsoever.
I couldn't agree more. And just so you know, I'm looking up Richard Grieco because I'm just kind of curious.
Where is he now?
Yeah. He's in a few post-production things where he's narrating The Green Fairy. He's Sheriff Wyatt in Minutes to Midnight movies that I'm sure we'll never hear of.
Nope.
The last thing I see here that you might have heard of is 22 Jump Street, which I know. I guess that's a sequel to 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I guess he had a cameo.
Yeah. He really hasn't done much since 21 Jump Street.
Gee, I wonder why.
You know, it's weird. There's this picture of him. He's kind of a weird-looking guy. Wow.
Ouch.
Well, if you're listening, Richard Grieco, call in. We'll have you on the show.
So outside of The Muppets and The Real O'Neills, if it ever gets on the air... I don't think ABC is going to have a very good year in terms of its new shows, but it's also like putting its old shows in weird slots. You know, Modern Family and Blackish still have the 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nashville's on at 10 on Wednesday. So they'll do well there. I don't know. You seem to watch The Middle and The Goldbergs. So maybe they have Wednesday tied up.
But, you know, I don't watch anything live. It's all, like, season passes on my TiVo. So I don't,
okay.
I don't really pay attention to what night. But, you know, fresh off the boat, I saw a couple episodes of it. I thought it was cute. Modern Family. I think Modern Family has run its course. It's time to go.
Yeah, how long has that been on now? It's
too
like
too long. Too many. I mean, it's a couple years too long.
Like Grey's Anatomy is way past its expiration date. I heard Scandal was. I don't watch it, so I couldn't tell you, but I don't watch it.
I'm thinking Jimmy Kimmel might be the highest rated show of ABC.
Oh, shit.
I personally don't watch these kind of shows, like talk shows. They're too reminiscent of podcasts. I'd rather listen to a podcast. There's Cristela. Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
I don't know. It looks like it's some series that's on ABC. The Goldbergs continues to do well, I'm thinking. I'm just kind of, you know, going through here. I don't see anything. Nashville, you mentioned, right?
Yep.
The Taste. Yeah, I don't see anything really that big coming onto ABC, except for maybe... At the very least, The Muppet, which I just won't watch.
You will if it's...
No, I won't. I won't. Who has time? There's too much other stuff to watch than to watch something that I might not like. You know, I don't like the whole premise of it. Talking to puppets, it's a silly thing.
See, you don't like that aspect of it. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it. But like, I can't really behind get past the scenes that. Thing. So, we'll have to...
You know what it's going to be. It's going to be like, animals going to be the camera guy and be all hijinks as they're trying to like shoot the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm going to give them, even with the voice thing that tosses me off, like watching an Asian flick with bad dubbing, it throws me off, and this is throwing me off. So,
yeah. So I don't see anything here worth really approaching too much with. I will watch that first show, The Catch. I'll check that out. And I will check out absolutely Uncle Buck. And the O'Neills.
If they get the O'Neills.
But you're going to find that in one year from now, Mike Epps is going to walk up on stage accepting his Emmy. Is going to say thank you to everyone. I want to thank Mark on the VHS Rewind podcast.
Probably
for giving
not.
Us support. And I just want to bring him out here with me. And I'll say, but not Christopher.
Nope, not me, because your show is terrible.
And I'll be on the show laughing at you.
All right, so next time we're going to do CBS.
Yeah, CBS, it's going to be awesome.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
We'll see, man.
It's got Supergirl.
Thanks a lot for getting together tonight.
All right. Looking forward to CBS.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Getting together, all a few good laughs. The kick of adventure, a quiet moment to share a song.
This fall, we've got a lot to share. New shows, favorite shows, stars who will brighten your nights. So come on, let's get together.